Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. I am the church. You are the church. Hey, and we're the church together. And we thank God for another opportunity to come together, even in this way. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to come together in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I pray that all of you all are doing well on the second Sunday of our new year, 2022. Praise God, so much is going on, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom's going to open us up in a word of prayer. Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us.
And forgive us our trespasses. And
as we forgive
those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Praise the Lord. That we just thank God for the strength in Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the strength in me, too, and the strength in you.
Glory to God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 95, King James Version. And then after Psalm 95, we're going to go to Psalm 34. Glory to God. Psalm 95 and Psalm 34. And then we're going to go to Jeremiah 32. Praise God. I'll just be reading that in your hearing. But if you want to get your scriptures together, Psalm 95 Psalm 34 and Jeremiah 32. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's read Psalm 95 together, verses 1 through 6. Hallelujah. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, magnifying the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Amen. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Nice and loud. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. We praise the Lord. We magnify his name. And if you've been with us for a while, you know that God has given us an assignment. He's given us a challenge to begin to look for the names of God, the attributes of the Lord, from A to C, A through Z, and Genesis to Revelation. Hallelujah. So he's given us this challenge, this assignment. I pray that your heart has been touched by the Lord and you began to look up the names of God and also to meditate on the names of God and his attributes. Praise God. He gave me something new to do today. Hallelujah. We still have our song that we're going to play that talks about the names of God or his attributes. But we want to pick out one today and to talk about it. And we're just going to do this just for a few moments. But the Lord kept laying on my heart, omnipotent. Hallelujah, that he is omnipotent. Glory to God. Now, the word omnipotent means, it's a two-part word. Omni means all, and potent means power. Hallelujah. Amen. So God is omnipotent. He is all power, unlimited power. Glory to God. Amen. And some say that he's powerful, but he's more than full of power. He is all power. Glory to God. So that word omnipotent is not in the Bible. However, the description of who he is all powerful, is definitely in the Bible. So Jeremiah 32 and 17, I'm reading it out of the King James, and it says, Oh, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Praise God. So that's something to meditate on. That the Lord is all powerful, his great power and unlimited power, he made the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. and stretched out arm, and nothing is too hard for him. So in this day and time, there's a lot that seems to be overwhelming to us. So many people are dying. So many things are changing in this world. And when we remember, glory to God, when we remember that God is omnipotent, all power, glory to God. He can't be disconnected like the power of electricity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can't be taken out of power like a coup in a country or something. No, he is all power. He's the source of all power, whether it's electricity or whether it's political or whatever it is. He is the source of all power. And as we go to him, we have access to all power. Amen. Amen. And so now we will play a song, glory to God, hallelujah, about the Lord and the greatness of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he's a great and awesome God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I'm not
Hallelujah. He is omnipotent. All that. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Hallelujah. That is who he is. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I pray that you guys will get into this, what the Lord has given us to do. Amen. And do it in your private time and meditate on who he is and his attributes. Amen. Let's go into our declarations now. The word of God says in Job 22 and 28, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Amen. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So we're going to read through some declarations here. I'll say them. You repeat after me. And I encourage you to be fully engaged. I can't hear you, but God can hear you. Amen. So be fully engaged in this, because there are some of these declarations. I marvel at God. Because of so many things that are going on right now, these declarations are right on point because they are the word of God. Amen. So repeat after me. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper.
This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I
am like a tree that's planted by the streams of water. Christ has redeemed me
from the curse
of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease
to come
upon my body.
Every disease,
germ,
and every virus
that touches my body,
dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus.
Every organ,
and every tissue of my body
functions
in the perfection That God,
created
it
to function.
And I forbid, any malfunction, in my body, in the name of Jesus. And that's from Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. And I'm telling you, that declaration right there, I mean, all of them are just awesome. But I think about the part of the declaration that says every disease, germ, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly. Amen. So that covers the coronavirus and every variant thereof in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And forbidding any malfunction in my body. Because now we have seen that through these viruses or whatever's going on, and I think it may even be some chemical warfare going on. That's just me. But every malfunction in the body, at first things were going on where people looked like they had a cold, and it turned into something else. And then it started getting to things in the stomach, and that turned into something else. So we forbid any malfunction in our body in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Continue to repeat after me. Great
is the peace
of my children,
and
children's children.
Children.
For they are taught.
Of the Lord.
Amen. And that's from Isaiah 54 and 13. Hallelujah. Amen. Continue to repeat after me. Now, this is an awesome declaration, too, especially in light of this, they calling it hyperinflation. And so we've been declaring and decreeing this. And standing on this as well. Repeat after me.
I have
no lack.
For my God
meets all
my need
according to
His glorious
riches
in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Philippians 4:19. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I just marvel at God. Of course, He knows everything that's going on. He knows what's going to happen in our advance of what's going to happen. And He'll make sure that we're putting it in the atmosphere, these declarations, before we even need them. So repeat after me, the Spirit of truth
comes to me.
Teaches me.
All things.
And he guides me.
Into all truth.
Therefore.
I confess.
I have perfect.
Knowledge.
Of every situation. And every circumstance.
That I come up against.
For the wisdom of God. Amen. That's from John 16, verse 13, and James 1 and verse 5. So things are going on, okay? We're in new situations, different situations than we've ever been in our life. And so God is going to give us perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance that we come up against. Glory to God. And we've asked for the wisdom of God to show us what to do, how to do, and when to do it. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. And let's keep going. Repeat after me, the peace of God
that transcends all understanding.
Guards my heart.
And my mind.
In Christ Jesus.
I think on things.
That are true.
Noble.
Right.
Pure. pure,
lovely, admirable, excellent,
and
praiseworthy.
And praiseworthy.
Amen. That's Philippians 4:7-8. Now, with that particular declaration, I think about so many people are passing away. Young people, old people, middle-aged people. And this declaration regarding the peace of God that transcends all understanding. Because so who can understand that a little three-year-old would die? I mean, who can understand that just someone passed yesterday, he was in his 50s and he was taking care of his elderly mother, you know, thinking that she would pass first. Who can understand how suddenly he just fell dead? And he was the one taking care of his mother. But praise God, God is going to provide for, has already provided for his mother. And so, you know, this peace of God that transcends all understanding, guarding our hearts and our minds, we got to have it. And we have declared it, hallelujah, and decreed it by his. And the last one today, repeat after me, God is on my side.
God is on my side.
God is with me now.
God is with me now.
Who can be against me?
Who can be against me?
He has given me.
He has given
everything.
Everything.
I need. For life.
And godliness.
Therefore,
I participate
in his divine nature,
of love.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's what we got to know right now as we declare and decree it. God is on our side. He's with us right now. Nobody can be against us when he's with us. He's more than anybody who can be against us. We give him praise and glory, and he's taking care of everything, even pertaining to life and godliness. Hallelujah. And so we can just go ahead and love everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We can just be free and love everybody. This declaration is from Romans 8:31, 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10:10, and 2 Peter 1:3-4. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for all of these declarations, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they are indeed established in our lives right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we bless you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. And you, knowing that your word does not return unto you void, but accomplishes all that you please in the place whereto you sent it. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' mighty and holy and majestic name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go into a time here of some praise and worship. I'm thinking about our dear friend, Sister McDowell. Just thinking about her this morning once again and, you know, keeping her in prayer. Those of you who know Sister McDowell, she's the one who sings our opening song, I Am the Church, You Are the Church, We Are the Church Together. She has a daughter who went through cancer from the time she was 12 until the Lord took her home. A couple of months ago when she was 18 years old. Who can understand that? But God will give us peace in the midst of not understanding. So anyway, she had done some praise and worship songs for us, and she's just, when she's on my heart like this, I just need to hear these praise and worship songs through her. Her name is Sister McDowell, and she's starting with This Is the Day That the Lord Has Made.
We will rejoice.
of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. He is so faithful to us. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. So as the Lord leads, you think about Sister McDowell, just continue to lift her up in prayer. Amen. Now let's go on to our time of, well, we're going to pray over our finances. Hallelujah. I like I said before, I see this hyperinflation stuff going on. And one of my sisters went to Kentucky Fried Chicken, and one chicken wing cost $3 and I think 50 cents, somewhere in that neighborhood, $3.50 for one, not a meal, but one chicken wing. And that's the kind of inflation that we're seeing right now. But God, amen, he's taking care of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is taking care of us. I was saying how some of the people who are renting, the rent is going up. For some people, even up to 20% more than it was for last year. And our sister Joanne came on, and she was saying that her landlord called her in to talk to her, and come to find out her rent went down. And you know that's God. You know that right there is God, Almighty God. So whether he takes your rent down or your mortgage payment down, or even if it happens to go up, he's going to provide for everything because he's God like that. Amen. Let's say our prayer for finances together. And I've heard so many people say that this prayer for finance has blessed them, that it has blessed me and Pastor Mom as well. Hallelujah. Because God is taking good care of us in the name of Jesus. Amen. So repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them. For your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all that you give me.
And walk
in total agreement.
As to how it's to be dispersed. I pray that I will learn
to live free
of burdensome debt. Help me
to remember
that all I have
belongs to you
and to be grateful for it. I will find it easy.
To give to you.
And to others.
As you have instructed.
In your word. May I always.
Be paid well.
For the work I do. And may my money.
Not be stolen.
Devoured, destroyed,
all wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I make
and what I have will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious
about finances. But will seek your kingdom first.
Knowing that
as I do, I will have all I need. According to Luke chapter 12, verse 31.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God is, he's doing great things. A lot's going on all around. But in the midst of all that, God is still who? He's still God. And remember our word from earlier? Yes, he is omnipotent. All power, unlimited power. Hallelujah. There's three ways to give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and you all have been giving all these different ways. Through our Cash App. Cash App is $ESLCCC. Amen. That's $ESLCCC. You can give at the door if you're in the Heritage House, and we're at 2E. You can give via mail, and you can make your check payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. So let us pray over our abundant finances. Hallelujah. Streams of money coming from all kinds of directions. Glory to God. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for those who are tithing right now. In the name of Jesus, you said, try you on this, test you on this. Won't you open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, those overflow blessings that would be too much for us to receive. Hallelujah. Just overflowing. Amen. We thank you for the overflowing blessings, Lord God. And then you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. Thank you for that, Lord God. So that our money will not be lost, it won't be stolen, it won't be devoured, destroyed, or wasted, and there will be no holes in our pocket in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that right now, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you for those who are giving. You said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. There's the overflow again, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That as we give, you're not, it's not a subtraction at all, but it's a exponential multiplication. And we bless your name for it, Lord God, right now. And we always stand on your word in Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11 that says you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. So we give you praise, glory, and honor, even right now, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we just thank the Lord right now. He's doing great, awesome, almighty things by his Spirit. Amen. So now we're going to, we're about to get to Pastor Mom, who is bringing the word today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So before she comes to bring the word, we'll hear one more song, and then we'll go right in to Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. She's all ready. Look at her. If you could look at her, you would see that she's ready. Amen. Amen. Pastor Mom is ready, ready, ready. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I kind of seem to like to play this song before Pastor Mom preaches.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come. King of kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you.
everything. My heart's desire is to live for you. I want to please you, Lord, in all I say and do. I give my life to the King of Kings, ruler and master of everything. My heart's desire is to live for you.
Maybe she'll sing that for us today as well. Amen. But Psalm 119 and 11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So Pastor Mom, over the years, has hidden these scriptures in her heart. She's memorized these scriptures over the years. And right now we're still praying over her that her eyes will be able to see. The doctor has diagnosed her with scar tissue on the back of her eyes, and we're praying that that will go away in the name of Jesus. She's scheduled for a surgery, but not until April. But we're still believing that God's going to heal that before then. So praise God. But thank God that she has hidden the word in her heart. Hallelujah. And that she can scriptures from memory. Amen. So we're going to start with Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff that comfort me, that prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, that none of my head will fall.
My cup?
My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then the Lord's Prayer. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And lead us
not
into
trespasses.
Our trespasses.
As we forgive
those who trespass against us.
and lead us not.
Then lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power is glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Psalm 27 and verse 1. The Lord is my life.
Thy light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom
shall I be
afraid?
Amen.
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 Amen. Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is
within
me. Bless his holy name.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Your favorite scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in the
Lord with all of your heart. Lean not all my understanding.
In all your ways.
In all your ways.
Acknowledge him. And he.
And he will.
Direct
your path.
Amen. Amen. John 14 and verse 6. I am the way.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen. Amen. Psalm 118 and verse 24. This is the day
that the Lord has made.
Let us
rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Thank you so much. And we'll end with this one. We'll say it together for those who may need to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Amen. John 3:16. I'll say it with you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And then Romans 10:9, we'll say that together. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we praise the Lord for Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, amen. Good job, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. It's a blessing when the word of God is hidden in your heart. Hallelujah. You never know when you're going to need the word of God, so we got to hide his word in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Did you want to say anything else, Pastor Mom?
I just said that I read that. Be said, and I'll always believe it's a word to be said.
Amen. You always believe it's a word to be said. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for his word.
Yes.
That needs to be said.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we have Pastor Mom and I have said the scriptures, John 3:16 and Romans 10:9. Hallelujah. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation, and just knowing that God loves us so much, he does not want us to be he does not want us to perish, but to have everlasting life. Amen. And he tells us how to do it. We confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and that's saying a prayer. And then we believe in our heart. God has raised him from the dead, and believing in our heart is making a choice to believe that the Bible says, that the Bible is true of what it says about Jesus, that God did raise him from the dead, and he died for us. He died for our sins. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord. And be my Savior. Forgive me.
Of all my sins.
And be my Lord. Be my Savior. Show me your way. And help me to follow you. And now I know. For sure. According to the Bible.
Show me your way.
That I am saved.
I am born again.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are born again.
Yes.
Amen. And nothing and nobody can snatch you out of the hands of the omnipotent, all-power God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. If you already prayed that prayer and you prayed it today, or even you listened to it today, you are preparing to lead somebody to Jesus. Because one of your relatives, you don't know if you're the last person that's going to see them. Hallelujah. And God will have you to lead them to him before they leave out of here. And so we thank God for that right now. And now we want to pray for those who receive Jesus as the first time. We invite you to join us and be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church and the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcast. This is a place where you can learn and grow and be encouraged in the Word of God. Hallelujah. East St. Louis Christian Center Church, we meet here every Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Kizzy. I'm the apostolic pastor. And we're here on Sunday mornings. The same phone number, 516-418-5699. Praise God. And then on Mondays, we have Bible teaching so that you can learn straight from the Bible. Hallelujah, just as we do on Sunday, and you'll be able to learn the Word of God. We have a wonderful Bible teacher, Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And that's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And this month, she's doing a series on kingdom foundations. So you'll learn about the kingdom of God and the foundations about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. Then on Tuesdays, we have prayer. We have praying in tongues Tuesday. It's okay if you don't pray in tongues yet. You join us. Hallelujah. And the Lord just very well may touch you. And you'll be praying in tongues. Hallelujah. So we have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues on Tuesday. And after they pray for 15 minutes at a time, when they finish praying, we listen to the interpretations that the Lord has given to us. And some of our interpretations are word for word or scripture for scripture. And we praise God for that. So that's Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, p.m. Eastern. Amen. Same phone number, 516-418-5699. This Wednesday, glory to God, we're at the second Wednesday of the month already, and every second Wednesday we have our healing service, and we call it prophetic healing. And so what happens on prophetic healing is that God gives us a word of the ailments that are going to be healed before the broadcast, and people call in and they are healed. Because what God reveals, he heals. Amen. So healing has been taking place. I mean, miraculous healing on Wednesday, on that second Wednesday. So join us If you're going through something going on in your family, with family members, friends, have them to call in. Glory to God, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursdays, our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio this month, we're having Prophetic Month. Hallelujah. Prophetic Month. So we have ones who have been given a word from the Lord for 2022. Last week we had Evangelist Janie Sims. I mean, the fire was flowing. Amen. We believe that the fire of the Holy Ghost will continue to flow on this Thursday with our very dear Bishop Aaron McClary out of Atlanta. And so we're looking forward to having him with us on this Thursday. And also, if you want a word from the Lord, a personal prophecy from the Lord, we're going to be opening up the lines after he tells us what the Lord has given him for 2022. We'll open up the lines and the Lord will give a word to you. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So that's what's going on our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and we invite you to be a part. Amen. And to attend. And I don't know if I said on Thursday night, it's 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. So you can go throughout your day and get ready to go to bed that night and listen to a word from the Lord. Praise God. And now, yes, we're just about finished. We want to open up the lines for those of you who have any comments. You want to encourage the woman of God, Pastor Mom, press your number one key. It looks like we're still going to be done early. We're just going to do what the Lord says do. So I see you, Pastor Price. Ooh, your number one key is working. Glory to God. Hopefully everybody else's number one key is working as well. If you have pressed your number one key, text me and let me know, okay? Praise God. All right. So I was looking at my text. So Pastor Price, before I open up the line, I'm going to open a line for Minister Rachel and Gabrielle. They're going to sing a song for us today. Amen. Before we close today. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel and Gabrielle, open up your line.
Okay, Gabrielle's coming. I hear you. Sorry, Gabrielle's coming. Come on, Princess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, let's see.
Okay. Didn't she write down the song?
Oh, that one's for next Sunday. This one's for next Sunday. Sing your song. Go ahead. Start singing while you hold him.
Let's see. Let me think of a song.
Is that Amber?
Oh, no, that's Amber came in the room, but that's me and Gabrielle. You want to sing with us, Gabrielle?
Let's
sing.
I don't really want to sing Apple.
We're going to sing Big Light of Mine. Come on, sing. This big light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine. This big light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This big light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let him shine, let him shine. Let him shine.
Amen. And thank you all. Thank you all so much. Thank you all. Amen. So we are working on having an East St. Louis Christian Center Church choir. It's being worked on right now. Hallelujah. So maybe we'll hear more next week. Amen. So we heard a little taste of it today, but they're going to work together. They're going to practice together. They're going to pray together. and we're going to hear our East St. Louis Christian Center Church Choir. Praise God. All the way from Jersey City, New Jersey. Amen. Amen. Pastor Price, I'm going to open up your line. Welcome, Pastor
Glory
Price.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. What a great blessing even to hear the Minister Rachel and her children and Gabrielle. That's just a wonderful blessing. I enjoyed it. Glory to God. My voice kind of sounds kind of heavy this morning. Excuse me.
Whose
Glory
voice?
To God. Glory. Huh?
Whose voice sounds heavy?
Mine.
Oh, okay.
My voice sounds kind of heavy this morning. Sound, you know, like kind of heavy this morning. But I give glory to God. Apostle, we just thank God for you and Pastor Ma this morning. And what a great blessing this afternoon. What a great blessing. I was looking at the scriptures. I said, when Mom said that it's a blessing when the word of God is in our heart. And that is so very, very true. And I thank God, Mom, for all you did. The Lord did such a great job through you today with Psalms 23, Psalms 27, Psalms 103, 1, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and then John 14, 6, and Psalm 118, 24, and John 3, 16, and Romans 10, 9. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So I enjoyed hearing the Lord minister. The Lord said we would still flourish. He said even as we get older, we will still flourish in him. So I just thank God for you, Pastor Mom, and thank God for you continuing to do what God, the work of the ministry that God has given you in the way that you could do it. And I thank God so much for you. I love you, Mom. And Apostle, thank God for all the encouragement that you give us and the keep on keeping on doing what God would call for you to do. Thank God for you, Apostle. And I thank God for this service this morning and this afternoon. And give glory to God. So that's about all. I just wanted to say and encourage Mom's heart on that word. I will say this, Mom, when I've seen times when you come home from the hospital, I always remember one of the times I was there and you came home from the hospital and I just knew I was going to minister that Sunday because I just knew you weren't quite ready. But you said, yes, I am. I'm ready. And after you, all that you had been through during that particular time, you ministered the word by the Spirit of God excellently, even as God is doing today. So you was such clarity and you sound good today, Mom. We love you and I love you. We all love you here and we love you and God bless you all. God bless.
Amen. We love you too. Thank you for encouraging our hearts this morning. Right, Pastor Mom?
Right.
Amen. All right. Pastor Catherine is with us today. Hallelujah, Pastor Catherine. Amen. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I've enjoyed everything this morning. All the declarations, all the prayers, and the praise songs by Sister McDowell, and the words from Mom Hart. What a blessing. With Mom being 89 years old, still has the word in her heart. That's a great blessing. It's a great encouragement. And I just thank the Lord for you, Apostle, for just also I see how you're a great teacher and a great encourager to keep Mama keep Mama going on, putting that energy on the end. I know she already has that energy, but you just spew her on. What a blessing you've been. So I just want to say thank you all so much, and I've enjoyed the service. I enjoyed that even the children singing. The choir is going to be great. Amen. So thank you all so much, and thank you all for your prayers. So God bless you here.
Amen. Amen. So good to hear from you this morning, Pastor Catherine. We continue to keep you in prayer, you and your family, yes. your household in prayer. Hallelujah. And we thank
Amen.
God that you sent today. Amen. And that you even felt well enough to call in today. We praise God for that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, and for those who don't know, Pastor Catherine's been going through in her body. And Lord God, we just thank you right now for Pastor Catherine's complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. That the blood of Jesus is consuming her and her household right now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, causing healing, health, and wholeness to spring forth speedily. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Love you, Pastor Catherine.
Love you all, too. Great job, Mom.
Thank you very much. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. So as we get ready to close, I want to give a shout-out, and I'll open up the lines for those who haven't said anything today. If you're not going to say anything, you can mute your line, or you can just say something. We have Sister Debbie, shout-out to you. Shout-out to Pastor Mark. Shout-out to Minister Faye. Shout-out to Minister Carrie. Shout out to Minister Mary, and shout out to Minister Kiva. Praise God. Amen. Your lines are open. If you want to say something, you can say it. Otherwise, you can mute your line.
Good morning.
I hear somebody. Good morning.
This is Kiva.
Hey, Minister Kiva.
Just so
good
thankful for the
you.
Service. Yes, everything was awesome, so powerful. Gracie was, my granddaughter was dancing to the worship, and my children, we all were here together. Yeah, I should have videotaped it.
Oh, you should have.
We were all listening to the word. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Just God bless you. And, you know, God has kept our family. I just want to thank him for being so merciful unto our yes. family and the church family here. And just wanted to just say that, just thanking God for his mercy and his grace.
Amen. Amen. So Calissa is doing okay now, and Grace. Well, Grace is dancing. She's doing fine.
Yes, everybody is well. Everybody is. It's just well. God is just good. We just thank him and just wait. Thank you for the declarations. Thank God for everything in this service that prepares us for the week. We're just very thankful.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Kiva. Hallelujah. Yeah, anytime you want to send me a video of Grace dancing. How old is Grace?
She's 7.
Grace is 7 already? Oh,
yes, going on. She's 7 going on 35.
Wow, she's 7 already. Well, that's right. The last time I was there, she was little, and now she's, wow, 7. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, hey, maybe she can get together with when we get our choir together, maybe she can be singing our choir sometime, too. And now she would be third generation of dancers. Oh, wait. You dance. Her mama dances, and she's dancing now. Thank you,
Jesus. That's exactly right. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. All right, God bless you. Thank you. Amen. Anyone else? The lines are open. If you wanted to say anything. All right. Okay. I'll do my going. So, well, praise God for each and every one of you. And as I'm saying, if you want to say something, jump in the rope right now in the double dutch, if you know what I'm talking about. Okay. So, I'm going to go ahead and close lines unless you want to say something. I see, hear somebody moving. All right. We're going to have Pastor Mom close us out in prayer. Thank you all so much for coming today. Such a blessing to see each and every one of you on the line this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen. And Lord willing, we'll see you next Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, even before then, on the rest of our Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. It's going to be a jam-packed week. Hallelujah. So we have something. Today is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you what, God shows up in every broadcast, and we're so grateful for that. So Pastor Mom, close us out. Give us a comment.
Well, everything was very nice today. And very good.
Amen. We thank God.
Mm-hmm. Thank God for all of us. He's been so good to us.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. May the Lord bless.
May
the Lord watch.
Watch between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we praise God for you all. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed rest of the day. Bye-bye.